بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Muhammad bin Yazid relates the following. When the Khalifa Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik passed away, his successor, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, sent me to the jail to free all the prisoners who had been incarcerated under the rule of Sulaiman, with the exception of one prisoner, Yazid bin Abi Muslim. Yazid bin Abi Muslim was upset over the fact that he alone was left to languish in prison and vowed that he would one day take my life in revenge. The day soon arrived when Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah passed away, and Yazid bin Abdul Malik became the Khalifa in his stead. On becoming the Khalifa, he turned to Yazid bin Abi Muslim and dispatched him to Africa, appointing him as a governor of the region. Coincidentally, I was in Africa as governor, and hence he would be replacing me. One night in the month of Ramadan, Yazid ordered his men to seize me and bring me before him. When I was made to face him, I saw that he was holding a bunch of grapes. He asked me, Muhammad bin Yazid, to which I replied in the affirmative, confirming that it was indeed me. He then exclaimed, all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala who placed you at my mercy without me needing to resort to elaborate efforts to capture you. How often it was that I made dua to Allah Ta'ala to place you at my mercy. Hearing how gleeful he was at finally receiving the opportunity to kill me, I retorted, how often it was that I made dua to Allah Ta'ala to save me from you. Yazid mocked at my retort and boasted, saying, by the oath of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will not save you from me. By the oath of Allah, I will not even allow the angel of death to take your life before I do. This is the pride stemming from the heart. I will have you killed before I finish eating these grapes. The time for Maghrib Salah set in, just as he confidently completed his declaration of doom. Yazid thus placed the grapes aside and went forward to perform the Salah. He had completed but a single rakat when the soldiers revolted and killed him. The soldiers then turned to me and said, you are free now, you may go wherever you wish. The best security is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This we learn from this, the yaqeen of this person, or this Muhammad bin Yazid rahimahullah. And this is not exclusive to them, or to Sahaba radiallahu anhu, or to the pious people. Rather, it is an effort that each and every one of us has to make. And we have this yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the situation, what the odds may be against us, we have Allah on our side. So this is something we have to develop. And this will come by speaking about it, by leading the lives of these these pious. And this slowly, this will develop this yaqeen. And also we learn from here that sometimes a person is tempted to commit sin. All times you should always keep death in front of us. And as in the words of Ms. Patel rahimahullah, he said, how many young, fit and healthy, all of a sudden they passed away. So whenever you are faced with temptation to commit sin and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always to have this muraqabah, to keep this, and it should be a daily practice for a few minutes every day. Mashaikh mentioned that we should ponder over our own death. In this way, it will help us to stay away from sin and not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq to practice it.